MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 18, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. State wants more money from the Biden administration, school budget concerns in Manchester by the Sea, and a new park opens in Newburyport.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, you know it. The Celtics won the NBA title last night, and we have a note on the Swampscott boys lacrosse team. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Partly cloudy, mid-80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 9:28 p.m. Statehouse reporter Christian Wade is writing that members of the state's congressional delegation are calling on the Biden administration to provide more funding to help cover mounting migrant costs. In a letter to Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey, and Representatives Seth Moulton and Lori Trahan are among lawmakers calling for approval of the Healey administration's request for $34.5 million in funding through the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Shelter and Services Program. The lawmakers said Massachusetts, the only state in the nation with a right to shelter law, has almost 7,500 families in its emergency shelter system. Stephen Hagen is writing in the Gloucester Times that some parents are crying foul over recent cuts to the Manchester-Essex Regional School District programs, including cuts to teachers. Students were recently notified that one of their special education teachers would be terminated. School officials, including the superintendent of schools, said they're striving to maintain level services with the fiscal 2025 operating budget of $30.1 million. Hagen's also writing in the Salem News that after years of planning and millions spent in its creation, the North Shore Regional Compost Facility is now open for business at 201 Pine Street, Manchester by the Sea. A grand opening ceremony held Friday inside the new 9,000-square-foot facility was attended by about 100 individuals, including Black Earth Compost Company officials, local and state lawmakers, and federal officials. Newburyport Daily News is reporting that for about a week, pedestrians, bicyclists, and dogs have been cutting through Market Landing Park in what many might have considered a soft opening. But with Monday's special ceremony witnessed by more than 100 people, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon officially opened the first phase of the park's construction and expansion project to the public. Trellis swings, new Adirondack chairs, hammock-like structures, and park benches were also added to the waterfront, thanks to a $200,000 donation from the Mary Alice Arkellian Foundation, $50,000 from the Institution for Savings, and $40,000 from the Newburyport Bank Charitable Foundation. The Gloucester Times is reporting the first season of the weekly Backyard Grocery Farmers Market. That's G-R-O-W-S-E-R-Y. The Grocery Farmers Market, run by the Gloucester-based food equity nonprofit Backyard Growers, is scheduled to kick off Wednesday afternoon at Burnham's Field. The market is scheduled to run Wednesdays from June 19 to October 16 from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. The 2024 list of vendors includes Cedar Rock Gardens, Marshview Farm, Wildly Rooted, Underground Mushroom, First Light Farm, The Food Project, Posey Florals, Cape Ann Fresh Catch, Rea Pizzeria Napolitana, Half Pigeon with Flower in Her Hair, Wild Heart, Bonnie Beads, Make That Bonnie Breads, I'm Confused, and Cape Ann Salt. Free parking is adjacent to Burnham's Field at the end of Sergeant Street and along adjacent streets. And the grocery accepts SNAP and senior coupons. Bill Newell on sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States, and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the ExoBath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics won their 18th NBA title and their first in 16 years with a convincing 106-88 win over the Dallas Mavericks last night in Game 5 of the NBA Championship Series. Overall, in this year's playoffs, the Celtics went 16-3 in the playoffs. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays last night north of the border, 7-3. The two teams will play again tonight. In North Shore sports, Swampscott's Max Field was named the Northeastern Conference Player of the Year in boys lacrosse. Joining him on the All-Star All-Conference team were teammates Liam Keeney and Tim Sheehan. Also, Big Blue coach Jeff Beckett was NEC Coach of the Year. Beckett's team much improved over last year. One of those reasons, team defense.
I look at, you know, our scores and everything, and, you know, we're scoring, you know, 10, 12. I think we're averaging like 12 a game. And to think that we're a defensive team with an average of 12 a game is pretty crazy, but our defense is like 6 a game. So yeah. I think we've only had 9 scored on us like once or twice this year. So the defense has definitely been a strong point for our team for the year. And yeah, coming from last year, I know with Jaden Melowitz and Sam Brodsky and a lot of those kids coming back from last year, they've had a lot of experience. You know, Jay and Sam have been starting since they were freshmen, and they've just kind of kept that going.
Swampscott boys lacrosse coach Jeff Beckett. Swampscott had the best record in the Lynch division, 12-1, while Marblehead had the best record in the Dunn division, 11-1. The Magicians placed J.J. Pollander on the league all-star team as well. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Tuesday. Stay cool. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.